Then, yesterday we have finished half of that rule about the ball, and we will continue now to see the rest.
然后今天昨天那个尼萨切巴西亚第二十二关于波尔这个我们讲了一半，然后今天我们看第二节圣咏。Now
this is regarding the extra ball, no?
这是关于多余的。Extra
ball means here a ball which has not been determined. And has not been made vikapana. So, as also for the chivara, the chivara has to have a certain size. What are you thinking? As for the chivara, this chivara has to have a certain size in order to be determined or to make vikapana. In the same way now with the ball has certain size, other is called appropriate size, allowable size. Otherwise, we can't determine that ball.
它是像意义一样，如果这个音必须合适尺寸一，才能经过才才才才才才才对这个音进行决议和定式。然后波也是一样，必须是合适尺寸波才能对它进行决议和定式。So
then, that in this way. Now, the thing is that now there is no rule to be absent from one's row. Once the bhikkhu determines a ball, it is not said how many days to be absent from it or not. Like in the robes, for example. Be absent from one night like that, one that will become Sakya Pachitya, there is no such rule here.
然后和一不一样的是说，我们之前那个几次讲一，我讲一是他那个离三一那些，就是说那个三一是不能离宿，但是对于波来讲没有这条罪。
If one wants to has an old ball, old ball, older determined, and I want to get a new one, so one has to withdraw to cancel the determination of the old ball and then determine the old one. Pachudara, to make pachudara.
然后如果说比如说给他得到新波，想用新波代替旧波的话，他应该先舍出那个旧波的旧意，然后再决定新波。
Determination of the ball can break. How many ways there are for the determination to be to lose the determination of the ball? Okay, you can go in Vinaya notes table 44.
然后那个，然后现在我们其实就是对波的决议是要基于这种原因。 然后呢，这个大家看那个这个记忆卡，大概比较四十四。
Okay, here we can read that if the ball is stolen, determination breaks. If it is given to someone else, if it is taken on trust, if the bhikkhu who owns it disrobes, or he dies, or determination is pachudharana, or makes pachudharana, removed, means to remove it, termination. And one, the owner changes his sex, and he gives up the monkhood, the training. And the ball has a hole or a crack, the hole should be 2 fingers' breadth from the lower edge of the brim, as of that is how there are nine causes for breaking the ball determination.
然后这波是要是有人一个这样的一个又是波比托的然后第二个是波比送给他人第三波比他那个波给波送给他人托管然后第四是波比送给者还俗第六是波比送给者死亡第六是决议被取消第七是波比送给者变性第八是波比送给者舍戒然后那个波比送给者死寂的黄水是无区别这个和那个一前面那个一就是不区别是要不一样这种原因他是当中的一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一一
舌尖上说这件事情，就是说过你就是那个如法如法如法经，然后第九个问题，第九个问题就是说波上边在非边缘的位置出现一个最大的断号的裂缝，然后大概看那个表示是五的第五条，就是它波克铁块那个是什么情况？
Okay. Then we go to table 45. Now, five factors of a ball fit for determination. So then it should be made from proper material, like clay, iron, or steel. That's called. And should be the proper size. It should not be ukata ukata or omaka omaka. You can read, because I don't need to repeat, no? Everything is there. You can read to them.
Okay. 然后第三个是指的对价已经付清，它不是因为借贷而得的。然后第四个是指的波被如法烧过，陶波要烧两次，铁波需要烧五次。然后第五个要素就是陶波上裂痕不得超过两根，铁波不得在锯波边两指宽以外出现浮力大小的洞。
So except this, this Patimokkha rule, there are also other rules in Chulavaga Pali, in sometimes Mahavaga Pali, where the Buddha tells the monks how how to use the bowl, how to hold, should it be placed, to be placed the bowl, how to safeguard it, and so forth, how to keep it, to maintain it. So. And here in table 46, there is a list of rules which the Buddha put down, a list of rules which you can find in Chulavaga Pali, Mahavaga Pali. And we should know about these rules. Otherwise, there are dukkata offenses if one monk does not keep these rules.
佛陀列他还记得了一些，就是不是在班底光看里边，就是佛陀在这大品香品里边，他也他也他也制定一些怎样使用锅，怎样保管锅的一些。然后这些里边的一部分就是那个在我们这条大纲的表示16里边。然后这个表示16里边这个学生，大家如果犯了的话，就是就犯恶作。表示16，不管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管管
should not. So we should not leave water inside the ball. Because if it is a clay ball, it can accumulate fungus. If it is a iron steel ball, as called steel ball, iron ball, it can accumulate rust. Now, the steel ball, of course, it might not accumulate rust, but the stains can occur inside the ball, stains. And bacteria can also accumulate. So therefore, you should not keep water in the bowl. That is one rule with the Buddha let down.
So then again,
now if we try the sun, try the bowl, we don't put the bowl with water, in the heat of the sun to dry it. We usually wipe it well, and then we leave it for a short time under the sun, under the sun rays, so that if the heat of the sun comes, the water can evaporate. Few drops, water can evaporate, so that the bowl can be kept dry over the night. Otherwise, fungus can build up.
就是在玻璃有水的情况下，不要一不能不能不能不能，就是第二条注意事项，在玻璃有水情况下不能不能保持，必须先后把擦干以后，然后才可以就是直升机一水，然后才可以就是放在那个太阳底下短时间保持一下，这样的话你就可以保证这个玻璃液里边不会长出那个真菌。So
then after this number 3 is not to put the bowl, to keep the bowl on the edge of a veranda, of a shelf, etc., because it can fall very easily. It can turn down, then it can roll, it can break, it can be somehow damaged in some way. So the color can also fade away. If it is black and so forth, the color can break. So therefore, in order to avoid all these troubles, don't put the bowl in places where it is possible for it to fall, even on a table, in the edge of the table, in the edge of the table, because once you hit it, you will fall on the ground. Then you can have the ball rolling all over in Dhanasala. It is that's called not suitable.
然后那个第三条就是那个不得像锅，放在那个下里边，那边也很容易，这样的话那个波很容易滚下来，然后掉下来，然后那个摔坏，即使没摔坏也很容易掉色。他说，他说那个就这个地方，就这个地方下，就任何这个也不仅仅是下水样下边，就任何这个不对，就波很容易掉的地方，比方说桌子边上，这也包括在里边，就是桌子边上如果碰一下也很容易掉，就比方说这个桌子上如果玻璃掉下来的话，那可能在那个石上里边滚的掉色。
So then not to put the ball on the bed, because bed is not supposed to put this ball which you use it for eating, no? So then sit on chair, on the bench, or background, because it is it can be scratched underneath. The ball can be scratched if you put in a background. It's better to put a handkerchief or something like a cloth or the back of the ball, so it will not be scratched.
A stand, is it? A stand.
Ball stand, something like that. Okay, the rest I will explain. Till background, you can explain that.
He said, 第四条注意事项就是不能把那个波放在那个床 作为椅子板凳上，因为这地方一般来说不应该放吃的东西。然后他那个不过也不能直接放在空地上，就是说如果他直播直接放在空地上，因为那个地上那些那个沙和石头会跟那个玻璃产生摩擦，然后玻璃会掉色。然后所以说如果要玻璃放在空地上的话，你或者把玻璃放不袋里边，或者在那个玻璃上放个底座，然后才能放在地上。
So then now, and another thing is not to put the bowl on the lap. Lap means, why you take the bowl? So, if we eat...
Insect. What? Insect.
If we eat, okay? You don't leave the bowl. This is not determined bowl. It is from the kitchen, no? From here. Okay. You don't leave the bowl like that and eat. Take, eat, lick like that. Okay. We should all the time hold the bowl. Okay. Underneath. And then only eat. All right. If you want to take something, you can take with his hand and eat. Or if you want to, something to, because this hand is smeared, okay, you put the bowl on the table and you can take with the left hand something and drink. Okay, you don't put the bowl like that and take a cup and drink, or take something, biscuit and eat. The bowl should not be placed on the lap. Okay.
But is it possible for
Okay, you can explain first. After you can ask a question.
这样
没有问题，能把那个装那个布袋里，比如说一个裹脚，整个都放在这样腿上这样吃吗？因为这样我觉得以后太低了会压力。
So he's asking that is it possible is it allowable to put ball in the ball bag and then put it on the lap?
It's on the lap now. Now this rule has been let down because there was one monk, he had his ball on the lap. Okay. And he forgot and got up and the bowl turned upside down. All the food has been thrown on the ground. So therefore now, the back bowl does not protect you, does not protect the bowl. If you get up, it won't fall down. Okay?
But he's asking whether it is allowable to eat like that. To
it's
eat.
Not allowable because actually I'm telling you the original story.
No,
how it happened.
I mean, his question is that... Is it allowable for him to eat with the bowl bag? He hold the bowl, but also the bowl bag as well.
But the bowl bag does not protect the bowl not to fall down if you get up.
No. He's asking that he's holding this bowl together with the bowl bag, and he's eating like that. Is it allowable?
Ah, okay. Whether you put a handkerchief, a bag bowl underneath, it is your bowl is on the hand.
Okay.
This is the main thing. Okay. Whether it is without bag or without handkerchief, main thing is your bowl is on the hand. So then, in that case, now you can hold it. You don't break the rule. It is allowable to put a handkerchief, to put a bag. But main thing, your bowl is on the hand. It is not on the lap.
So even if this way is not allowed, this
way? It is not allowed. Because actually, the bowl is on the lap. It does not make the bowl...
It must not be.他说只要你能保证那个波在手上的话，那个就是说你不管你是那个在波上放手上还是放波袋都没问题。
You can tell him the original story for them to understand.
他说这个然后因为这个原因，直接然后你想问什么？
没有。
然后这刚才说就是说那个这个比方说你现在这个手什么这么大锅，然后这样这个吃饭，然后如果说别人吃饭过程中想喝杯茶，喝杯牛奶的时候。 因为这个时候你脏了嘛，你需要换手的话，那应该先把波放到这个波座上或者波桌子上，然后拿这些干净的手去喝那个茶或者水。
So, the one now, if you have the ball like that, okay, the ball is on the hand. If it is too hot, very hot, you can put the bag ball, you can put the handkerchief underneath in it like that. So in that case, now the ball is not on the lap. Okay, again.
He said,
So sometimes they put the hand like that in it. Still, the ball is what? If you ask me what is your ball, it is on the lap, it is not on the hand.
But it
will
not fall in that way.
So then, it does, but it is on the lap, no? This is the thing, it touches on the lap.
Okay.
It is supported by the lap.
Okay,
so then it might not fall, but any time you can use your hand and so forth. Remove your hand very easily, no?
Uh-huh.
If you remove your hand very easily, make some movement like that, and the ball falls.
Okay.
So then it's easy to fall. Now, especially if you go in lay people's houses, they give us chair to eat like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's very easy for the ball to fall.
Okay.
If you sit in this chair. Downside and so forth, the same, like you say, you can fall like that, feel like that, can turn upside down, and the foot can be fallen down. So in order to avoid all these things, if you have it on the hand, of course there is no way, you know. You can't remove your hands. The hand is attached to the ball, and the ball is attached to the hand. So you are sure that there is no way for the ball to move from your hand.
拿波的时候不是我手放在这个位置，然后一个手是这样，这样是两条，而这个位置是应该，因为这样的话，就是说那个很容易，这个手拿不起，这个手可以用。拿什么东西的话，就出现那个拨饭膝盖情况。但是如果说你把手放在玻璃的话，就没有这个，你因为那个手放在玻璃的话，你手其实不感觉不用，那这样的话也就没有这个，没有不这个。
Then one more thing is that the ball should not be placed on umbrella. Okay, umbrella means which is open umbrella, and you put it. And it happened one time that the wind came, overturned the umbrella, and the ball also had been overturned.
他说那个就是这个波儿不能放在伞上，意思就是波儿不能放在那个张开的伞上，然后这个波儿放进去，因为这样的话，比方说那个。风一吹，那个伞把那个伞吹翻过来，然后那个波儿就跟着翻了。
Now regarding bed, seat, chair. Now this is always seat here. This is a seat. Okay. You don't things you use to sit on sitting cloth or like a mattress like that. Okay, see, this is a mattress as called a small cushion for to sit upon. This is used for sitting. It's not to put the ball in. So for this is also included that one should not put the ball in such places. Now this one, okay, see this mattress there, not the patkate, the other one, down.
This one.
Yeah. Because it is made for to sit upon. It's not to put the ball on it. Okay.
然后这个座位就是说，我这他他他他这地方有个座位，坐垫儿这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这个这
or the table, in the falls down, so then the back judgment is of much, not of much help. But they are called. Therefore, no, there is no such exception in the rules, in the even in the commentary, sub-commentaries. Therefore, now we don't accept this king. If we have the back of the ball, it does not make difference. Okay.
You can put on the ground if you have it.
No, mats different means on the bed. On the bed, no. On the bed, on the chair.
Ah, okay, okay. 然后那个现在有些人说就是说如果你有波袋的话，你可以把那个波放在任何位置，然后这个其实是不对的，然后因为你即使有波袋的话，你也不应该把波放在床上，也不应该把波放在椅子上。他说就是说整个有波袋，你也不应该把波放在任何一个地方。So
therefore now, except this also, you must know that if you keep the ball somewhere, the Buddha allowed two places where to put the ball, to keep it. After you finish your meal, where to keep the ball, okay? You don't keep it in the middle of the dhanasala, you don't keep it as what where others can be obstructed by keeping the ball because there is on the road. In the middle of the road, you don't keep it inside the toilet, you don't keep it inside. You have to keep it, according to what the Buddha told, under a chair and under the bed. The reason is that nobody can be obstructed by your ball. Okay? So if the ball is under the bed, under the chair, so then if inside the kuti, there is enough space for you to move. So then, therefore now, that is, these are the two places where the Buddha allowed to put the ball, to keep the ball.
Yes.
If there is no, for example, in your room, in your kuti, or in another rooms, if for example you keep the ball in a place which it is not appropriate to put maybe under the bed, it's difficult to put under the bed and a chair. So you can at least put it in a place where nobody can obstruct it. In a corner like that, so that nobody can obstruct it. So it is good also to have under the back of the ball, there is a back of the ball, to have a ring like that. So then if you want to put the ball on the ground, the back of the ball does not get spoiled because of the ground.
它说那个波带上面下面是有一个环，然后那个如果有这么环的话，就是说我们这个波翻在地下时候，那个波带也不会被弄脏。It's
called the ball support, support for the ball.
就是波座，就我们那个波带上面就下来，波座。
So then, okay, and then number five, it is not to hang the ball on a nail or a head rack. Okay. That is clear, there is nothing much to be explained here.
然后第五条是不得在那个拨盖钉上或者帽子架上，然后这很简单，就不相解释。
So then, you, for example, you don't take the ball and hang it on the wall like that, because on a nail, or put it the back and hang it from the back like that on a nail. So then, this what is mentioned here? What is meant here? Okay.
然后这个地方不能把波挂钉子上，就是不能把那个波，是不能把这个波，比方这里有钉子，你不能把波这样挂钉子上，然后也不能把波放在袋里边，然后把那个不让那个袋里边，然后钉子上这么一挂，然后挂上，这样都是不允许。
So, and then one is not to, One should not open the door holding the ball in one hand. On the other hand. Okay. So then there was one monk, he went to open the door, and the other monk coming from the other side, he already opened the door himself and crushed the ball, hit him and so forth, and the ball fell down on the ground.
Broke
and so on. So therefore now you must be careful when you open the door and so forth. You can put your ball into the bag and put it behind like that. So then you have two free hands, you can move the door. So then...
不得不得一手看门，这件事情，当时有一个比库一手吃过，然后一个手吃，然后拉着门看门，但是面对面的时候，其实当时有一个比库往里边进，他其实已经往门推了，推开，然后这个门，他门门就一下撞在门上。 然后那个波也撞在身上，然后波这个撞到是撞倒，然后那个波最后也掉下来，然后碎碎啊。所以说那个这这样，如果说是想带着波放在那个，不带耳朵，然后挂肩膀上，然后有两个空手，然后就可以开门。So
therefore now, if you need you go to your kuti, you want try to open the key, the lock. What you do it is either you put your ball into the back like that, hanging, or you put it on the ground. It's called on a stand like that. You put it on the ground, then only you take the keys and open the door. After the door is open, you can take your ball and enter the kuti.
拿起来，然后放那个地上，就是拿那个布，布子放地上，然后自己看，然后开了门之后再把布拿出来进去。
So then number seven is not to put garbage into the bowl. Okay.
第七条不能在锅里放纸垃圾。
Garbage means now while you're eating, you have this biscuit paper or chocolate paper and some banana skin, orange skin, you put everything inside and you carry this to throw away. Now bowl should not be used as a dustbin, okay? To carry things away to throw. So,
饼干包装纸，还有香蕉皮屑的这些东西，水果皮，然后你不能把什么包装纸、水果皮，通通放在锅里边，然后再拿出锅一块把这些东西倒掉。他说锅是不能拿垃圾桶用的。So
then, we can remove all these things from your bowl. If there is some banana skin or like that, some things which are not food, you remove them, put them outside, and then only you can carry your bowl and throw the rest. If there is some remaining food inside the bowl. So this carpet and so forth, you put it, to put it out.
他说如果你要那个玻璃里边剩下水果皮那种东西的时候，你应该先把玻璃里边那些水果皮什么的放，或者包装纸的东西先把它拿出来，然后再再把玻璃里边剩下水果倒掉，然后那些那个垃圾应该单独扔。So
next is not to wash a spoon or the hand in the bowl. Yes. Again, the bowl should not be used as a washing vessel. To wash your hands, take water and wash your hand, or took your spoon and so inside the bowl. Okay?
他说这个不给他洗的用，就是你不能在那个包放下面，然后这样洗手，然后或者是在玻璃里边洗自己那个汤匙，这都是不允许。
So now in the end, usually if you want to wash the bowl, we put water under the bowl, and then if the hand is already smeared with food, I put the hand And the hand also gets washed while the ball is washed. Does not count that you wash the hand. You can do it both, because in that case the intention is to wash the ball. Mm. If the hand also gets washed, it's not a problem.
然后那个就是你去洗过手，那个手肯定脏了，就是说是手上肯定这沾了很多汤液。然后呢，这个情况下就是说，你可以就是洗手洗过手，同时就是说，你把那个水用水那个水龙头上放水洗过手，你的手就洗在洗过手，太别水冲干净了。然后这个这种是不能算这个，这个是允许的。
The same way, when washing the ball, okay, you have to wash it slowly, slowly, without making sound. You don't wash plush, plush, plush like that. That's what make a big sound. Okay, that is another rule which comes in the Mahavagga. Let me see. Yes, in Chulavagga. Okay.
缓缓的洗，不要那个，就是手部碰到出现很多声音。所以说呢，sometimes sea monks here, if there goes the ball, they flash, 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 flash,
lot of water. They put a lot of water and then try to, it's called to make a big sound and throw it away. Okay. So, yeah.
他说因为他打了肥皂油，下面还没打了肥皂油，上面不是用水冲一遍吗？用水冲一遍的时候，他是用手去那个在玻璃上，然后有些人在那儿洗锅，上面手和锅碰撞，吹很多声。So
you try to put reasonable amount of water. You don't fill the water, the bowl up to here and so what, and try to wash. You try to put little water, wash it like this, so what, throw it away. And then again, water and so what, throw it away. You don't fill it up to the
brim.
Half also, water and what, because it's difficult to wash. You take about this amount of water is good enough. Wash it and so forth, slowly, slowly, without making sound, and throw away. Again, you put another water and wash it. Because at once you can't remove all the particles, food particles. At least three times you have to put water, one, second time, two, and then the rest is all, then the water becomes clean, and throw the water again. If you throw the water, it becomes splashed everywhere and so forth to others. And if you wash and so forth, other monks also get spoiled, its ropes also get full of water. So therefore now you have to be careful not to spoil the ropes of other monks. It's not only the kitchen, but while eating together sometimes. In the house dana and so forth, we're very close now. You can't wash the bowl and so forth. You have drops of water going everywhere.
洗锅的时候呢，要注意，就是洗锅时候不要放太多水，那个不要在外面，在洗锅时候放大的大半锅水，然后因为那样，那样的话那个水是容易溅水，然后不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不不
everything you put in the bag, okay? Mm. After carrying the bag, okay, that's called, you don't put it, the ball in front of you and hold like that. No, the bag is like that, right? Not proper bag now. Mm. You can tell me, that's called, you don't put it in front of you and walk like that. Mm. You usually put the ball on the bag, like that. Mm. So then you know that Everybody can see you. Everybody can say now you have finished your meal. You don't need any more food. So if you put in front of you and so forth, people will think, ah, this month he wants more.
然后他说那个，穿那个包裹包裹包裹包裹箱，然后人家应该把菜放上，放包袋里，然后放包袋里边之后呢，包袋挂箱上，挂箱上注意不要不要放在前面，因为这样放在前面，应该应该把包挂箱上放在那个后面是侧面或者后面，但是不能放在前面，放在前面的话，别人可能会以为啊你这你还没吃饱，还有那对对对对对对，但是你放在那个放在后面的话，别人就不会这么严。
然后他拿个布袋儿，给他，是。那你张老那个锅是几号？六点五。这个不是，这不应该七号吗？不是张老吗？不是他，这是公用的。Therefore, you must see some monks. They put the bowl like that, and they hold the bowl. And after they finish, okay, it's not necessary to hold the bowl. Okay, you finish, you put it behind. So everybody can see now you have finished the meal. Okay, that is there is a rule also how to carry the bowl. Okay, usually the way we carry the bowl is instructed in Chula Vagabali. You leave the bowl hanging behind, behind. You don't put the bowl in front of you like that. Okay.
Okay. 他说那个，相片里面规定是挂不能，就是不应挂在后面，而不是前面，不要像某些人一样，就他刚刚演示，就是那个不像这样，挂前面，这个是不对的。
So, and someone they put the bag, that's what, and they put in front of the chest. From the belly. This is not the way according to the Vinaya to carry the bowl. Okay?
然后有些人挂包是吧，那个，斜着挂肩膀，这样斜着挂包，然后那个包最后它那个在那个包最后位置大概在你肚子的位置，这正位是违反戒律。这怎么违反戒律的？对。包斜放在这里。
可以说他们跟也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也也 can touch up to here. It will not be down, then you can hit the ball like that. It should not be too up like that. It should be somehow here, this size, so that the suppose you don't get any obstruction from the hips. Okay. If it is too low, it hits the hip, and then while you are walking, the ball will jump like that. Okay. If it is too up and so what, it will be difficult to difficult for yourself. It should be somehow in this position here. So then near the hip.
他说那个就是你看这肩膀挂包是一个是因为是必须挂侧面，但是挂侧面的时候就是要注意不能挂特别低，然后就是挂特别低的话，总会碰到屁股，然后挂挂特别高的话，这非常不舒服，然后就是必须大概挂在那个腰这个位置。 So he's asking, so all these ball bags must be put on the left shoulder. Is it allowed to put on the right shoulder?
Right shoulder, if it is very urgent reason why you want to put on the right shoulder, because your right hand usually you have to have free in order to open the door, to do some other walking stick. Usually the right hand is the most, the hand which you have to have all the time ready to use. If you put the ball here, and you want, for example, to open the door, then the back of the ball, This means the strip. Strip can very easily fall. Okay, from this hand, because you want to use all this hand. So therefore, practical reasons, you have to keep it on the left shoulder, because your left hand, you usually don't use it so much.
Okay, but for a left-handed monk, he has to put his bag under pressure or something like that.
If it is convenient for him, it is not like that. But he has to put the ball and so what hanging behind. Not to put in front like that. So if there is a very urgent occasion, you can do it. You can tell him. Urgent occasion, you can put the right hand, because maybe I don't know, some reasons you want to touch something with it. For example, to open a tape, a tape which is on that side. So if you put the ball from here, it might fall. Okay. So, but if you put in this side and you bend like that, then you have you can protect your ball not from falling.
那它在紧急需要情况下，比方说你要做做做手术，就是开始用左手，那这样的话，你可以不放在右手开始用，因为如果说你不开锁，你拿左手开始用的话，这个波这个波整个掉了。So
in the same way now, if we go downstairs for Pindapata, so let's see, we have to remove, if we go collect Pindapata, either we go in the village. The village, and we know now the people are going to serve in the bath. Okay, so we have to remove the bag. Okay, to remove the bag or the bowl, put it maybe on the armpit.
It's just
okay. I'm telling you, just okay. You can let it usual way.
Okay,
it's called hanging from here. So what this is just looks. Hold it, hanging there, back like that. You just hold it like that. This is nicely afterward. Put it under here or inside. You can put from out inside also.
Okay.
So and then you take the bowl. Okay. And in that case now, if you hold the bowl, you don't hold it on the chest and go for Pindapata. You don't hold it too down and go for Pindapata for yourself. You have to put it around the navel, okay? So therefore now, here it is the position. The hand should not be too down or too up, okay? Should be in this position, so that and the lay people can serve you, okay? You don't put the bowl like that. Go pin up the head, okay? You don't put the bowl like that. We expect the people to serve you inside the bowl, okay? These positions are not appropriate. So there is a position how to go for Pindapata.
嗯，他那个就是说，大家注意，就是在那个不敢放，不敢在食堂里边偷喝，在就是说，你们人往里那波儿放食物之前，你应该先把波儿从波袋里边取出来，然后这样补波儿出来的时候，波儿一折，然后那个夹在那个腋窝底下，然后呢。 然后那个拿波水就是说，拿波水那个位置应该是，这样说肚脐的位置，肚脐的位置，然后这样手手手肘是直的，然后不能把这个波放在下面，也不能把波放在上面，这样肚脐而已。So,
and then now usually if we go for Pindapata, we cover our shoulder. Remove the back of the ball and put it here somewhere. Okay, it's here. All right, and then we have to put the ball under the rope. Okay, and go for Pindapata like that. So that is the position. So only if we go close to the people and they are ready to serve, we with the left hand, okay, we open this and then we hold the ball. the second, with the left hand, and we receive with both hands dinabara. Okay? That is the position. You will remove, first we remove the back of the ball. If you go for pinabata, we remove the back of the ball. So, and then we cover the ball. 然后等快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快要快
在 shopping 里面找到，另外那个运动手镯，photo 就是几个解释，就是通过性质应该怎样的那个透过。
彼此就是卷起来，然后把锅放在这儿，还是说这个这么卷？就是说，有两种方式，一种就是说是这样的，就是说卷起来，我锅放在这儿，他看不见内衣。另一种有些人他这样的，他只是这样，他就能看到下衣。说哪种比较合适？
So he's asking that.Well, he's using his rope to cover the wall. I mean, well, you're going clean, but you use your rope to cover the wall. He said somebody actually rolled this rope like this, and he used a double layer of the rope to cover the wall. And some people only use a single layer, like that. So he's asking which way is suitable.
So.Now here it will go for Pindapad, we wear single rope, no?
Uh-huh.
Single rope. And we cover outside with single rope.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, you have only one layer.
No.
One layer covering it.
No, he made it to two layers. He said he can do like this. And then roll it. And then put his board like this.
Usually don't do the idea, then do it simple as possible. Usually, if we wear the rope, like that, no? This is rolled, okay? This is rolled. This is how it goes. Now, how to do it? Because your hand is inside. You have to take your hand outside. Okay. Then you hold your ball. So then, how you can do it? I don't know. I can't understand what it means.
How so what he is doing is that.
So you can't do it. But the ball is not covered.The ball is not covered.
He said,
He's doing this way. 就更加固定好，不要像这样很容易碰一下就翻掉了。
He's asking a very safe foot from a diagnosis. Is it allowed to take his ball like this? Because he feels this way is more fixed. Put his ball like this. And
to lift up means?
No.
To hold.
You mean like this? Yes. To accept the foot? I want to like this as
No problem,
very safe.
But you have to hold it with two hands.
Yes, two hands like this.
Yeah, well, no problem.
Okay.
That's cool. You don't tell the lady or good boy.
Like this?
Yes. So, then?
Yes. Like this. If single room, you see another room.
So, you put potency? How you do it? It's strange because like you see, your rope has gone how many, let's go, too high up. You see, you can't do like that because your rope gets up.
就是说你的上压是已经不行了，你这样做的话。
Gets lifted up.
对。
但是我可以把它调节成正。
你看另外一只手是
吧？刚刚没。
那这样，
你过来。Do it the other way, normal way. You do the normal way.
正常方式做下去。
Well, he rolls it outside now. This is Thai method, rolling outside. You use it?
Yes.
Okay, this is the thing. He's wrong way to roll it that side. You don't roll it. He rolls it this side.
This side? 对啊，咱们那个礼拜的时候往中间，然后那个徒步的时候都是往这边。
So, this is the thing, you don't roll like that. Because you usually roll this side. You don't roll this side. Again, you roll this side.
Yes, the same.
He said it's the same.
Yes.
It's not the same because no, his rope can't be unrolled. It becomes so tight, you can't put your right hand outside. Your right hand is difficult to put out. You put your right hand
outside.
Yeah. How difficult.
这样，因为我一直在保护那个，不让人家看见我的下衣嘛，这样比较礼貌一些。
All his ropes gets lifted up.
He said he wants to protect his underwater. Otherwise, his underwater will become visible.
因为我经常看见别人的下衣。
But it becomes visible because the way he puts like that, he can't put his right hand outside. His underwater is not visible.
Because this way, he said underwater is not visible because it's.Fully covered by his with
but the way when he wants to put his right hand outside, you see, he has one roll, shoulder to find a hole to get down.
Yes.
So, therefore, now you have to tell him that we usually roll the rope like that. So, it is easy for your hand to put it out and outside. So, your hand does not become stuck inside the rope. So you have to roll the rope this way. Don't roll it this way. It becomes very tight. Then it's difficult to get your hand outside. So, therefore now, there are other ways, maybe some monks will do it.
你长老这样一说，我都不知道怎么穿了，你那把的。
啊？
你那把的，这位学友穿的是正确吧？
没有，这样说一般来说是不是这么穿，一般来说是往外卷。
不是不是，他是往内的。
是往回卷也。被他说的我都不知道怎么弄。
啊，他是那么卷吗？
他是往里卷的，我感觉。
没有，往外卷，往里卷是拜佛啊，就是听法的那种。
对。
所以被他说了，我都不知道怎么弄了。
卷
的，对的，应该是对的。
他卷的是对的。
那哪里跟我不一样？
没有。
就是我卷的比较均匀而已。我
从
他选的真的是对吗？
我们都是这样
卷，就是紧而已。
他如果是反卷的话，他手根本拿不出来，他手能拿出来就是卷的是对的。
啊，
因为你看，
没有问题，
我被他弄的晕死。
张老说是要这么卷对吧？
对对对。
我是往那个卷。
你看嘛，我说他是往另一个方向卷的嘛，他是往另一个方向卷。他是往里卷，
对对对，是，
他是往里卷，
他
对这个是对的，
他是往里卷，
就我是按这个
往外卷，
他是往外
卷，
他是往外卷，
这个应该
这
么卷，
对对对，
他就
是
这么卷，
对，然后呢，他区别会在哪里？
他区别，他是弱的，
他卷到他下面去了，卷到他下面去了，感觉好像很紧的，
他卷的特别紧，
哦，明白了，
所以那个波，所以那个波是在这个位置。然后我们是在，我们是在这个位置，我们是在这个位置。
So because actually the direction with that his rotation rolling is the same as us, but well he was rolling, he rolled up to the bottom. He rolled up to the bottom. So finally it becomes like that. Then it becomes. So then
it becomes too tight, otherwise, like you see, if there is something, you might stuck somewhere and fall, difficult to get your hand out, you stuck somewhere, and then you hit your head.
我觉得挺容易的。
It should not be too tight to the body. Okay, some monks they try to make it tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Yes.
And it won't be never like that. So, like that, they do it. So, they try to make it too tight. Other monks they do very floppy. The whole ropes, if the wind comes, very like that. So, these are two extremes. Okay? You should make your rope neatly. Not too tight, not too loose. Alright? So he makes it too tight. He makes like that and he puts the ball also like that and ultimately it becomes very tight. If he accidentally falls into it, he can't put his hand out. So that is it.
就是
other tricks. Man, they use many tricks. So, one trick is... You see pictures, there are other monks. Different traditions, you can find all kinds of them. Now, some monks they put the ball here, they put this like that. Then they put the ball outside and they go for pindapati like that, I don't know. Like that. Without removing the bag, the ball like that. So hanging the ball here. So all the rope goes up. Here you can all this is open. It looks ugly. Okay. Yeah, parimandala breaks. Parimandala also breaks. So you do not wear the rope like that. Carry the ball like that. Okay.
他说有些人那个就是说那个托钵时候一先这样背这包，这个字，OK。他说有些人托钵时候 间这别这么帮，然后那个他那个这样一个波，然后那个人也送水果的时候，他波这么拿出来，但是他这样拿把波拿出来的时候，他因为他那个袈裟这样卷了嘛，他那个袈裟会都是往上抬，他往上抬的时候，他这个下水就会漏出来，然后就不是造圈圆了，就是那个去圈圆界就破了，所以说这个做法是不对。
Aber sie wurde wohl erinnert, also wohl erinnert, wunderbar. Sometimes they carry the ball like that one. When they finish, they carry the ball like that. Make. Well, this is a wrong way, no?
I had one of your school there, but the ball is
going to go. 还是一定要放在腋下的，
都可以。
我刚问他，他说他那个，我刚问他这个问题，他说你喜欢你可以挂，只是看起来有点怪，
就不太雅观对吧？
对，他说看起来有点怪。
The correct way is if you put the ball in the back, you put on the shoulder, right? Then going village in the water, put on shoulder, go like that. Okay, village in the water, ourselves like that.If you go to the house, like this, okay, close to the house, you take back and so forth, remove the ball, remove the ball, then put the back here, put your hand like that, ball, and you go to a village in the house, in front of the house, and then if you hear people coming, want to serve, okay, open.People can serve. After finish, you close the ball, go to the next house. Again, if you people see people coming, again, open, people offer, close, go to the next house. Okay? Again, open, people offer, close, and go. After finish, okay, take your back of the ball, okay, put,your ball into the back, like that, put on your back, and then you can carry your ball again, here, finish, coming back, minute, the ball is full, alright, and that is the procedure, simple, no very complications.
然后他刚才那个给大家示意，就是怎么样那个去家里把球那个流程，然后就这样他刚演示一下，就是你靠近那个人家的时候，先把波从那个先把波从波带里边取出来，然后波带这样放一下，然后加上盖住那个波，然后慢慢往里边放食物，然后往里边放食物的时候，你把那个快往里边放食物，你把这个加上线。两手撑着不让等往里面放食物，他放食物放完了，你再不加这样盖上，然后再到下一家他们又要放食物，你再不这么拿出来，然后最后再把这样，然后最后你把所有食物那个都装完之后呢，然后再把波放到波袋里边，然后过挂进去，然后离开。
Now these explanations come from the Buddha's scolding the Buddha's explanation from the Chula Bhagavata. There are two duties there, Pindacharika Vata and Aranyika Vata.
阿拉尼克，他说那个，他解释这些，大家可以在小品里边看到。然后小品里边有两张是解释这个，一个是那个托钵行者的衣服，一个是森林住址的衣服。这边都可以找到这些信息。
但是那个托钵的时候，全程不需要说话吗？像我们外国人，是不是也可以托钵？
什么意思？
就是说全程不需要任何这个。答谢啊，祝福啊，
都是。Is it necessary to say anything like thanks or blessings to the dayak while doing this pinapat?
No, that is nothing like that. So it depends now. You see, in Sri Lanka, what people never expect. You go silently collect your pinapat and.Oh, people, you know, monks, they usually don't talk in the village. If you want to tell him, for example, maybe you're unhappy, it's okay, you can tell, if you like, it's up to you. But people usually, you know, the plants are collecting the pinnabata silently. Okay, they don't expect such things. Yes, they like it.
而且这个就是学不同地方，他在斯里兰卡，一般来说他们都知道，就是说你比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比如比
should tell the people to place the people like that. They should not even, according to that duty, should not even look to the face of the people.
然后根据校训里面写的这话，就是他没有说就是那个，比丘应该说那话来取悦那人。然后甚至按照那个，就校训里面写的，你甚至不应该看那个师傅的脸，应该始终是眼睛下垂。
Therefore, it's up to you. You don't look to the face of the people. You can wish them may you be well and happy. Good enough in Sri Lanka. In Thailand, they have to chant the whole stanza. Abhivadana Sikhisa Nisaba.
He said,
It's nothing wrong. I mean, in Thailand, nothing wrong by doing that. If you like to do it, okay, do it because it's a kind of tradition. People expect it. No problem. It's like people expect to tell them good morning. You tell them good morning. No problem. You don't expect, you don't tell.
但是你那样做也没有错，就是说你就祝福没有错，因为你像在泰国这个地方，它已经形成传统，然后人们期望你那样做，然后人们希望你那样早上好，那你就可以对他说早上好，这个没有什么问题。
So then, one more thing is now regarding the back of the bowl. We usually remove the back of the bowl if we sip in the bhata. Remove it. Why? Because if we have it like that, when the people serve, sometimes they serve liquid things, no? Then they can fall on the cloth of the back. Then the cloth gets smeared. Okay. So then, and even some fruits, for example, like papaya or like that. While you're serving inside, the whole bag can be smeared with papaya. Some pieces will fall. So, in order to avoid that, you usually remove the back of the bowl. Okay? So if you remove the back of the bowl, and then something falls here, it's very easy to wipe, no? Very easy to wipe. So then, that is one reason why you remove the bowl, but there is another reason why. I will tell you later.
然后说这个
Now, if, for example, here, the bowl of the bowl gets smeared with food, especially from inside or something like that, so, and you don't remove it, you don't remove that food particles, or you maybe remove only few, but other stick inside the cloth, don't you? So they dry up. Okay. Next day, when you put your bowl into the bag, okay, all these particles can fall inside the bowl. And then what you have already stored from yesterday, do it today.
Okay.
So in that case, it becomes sanitary.
他说还有原因这样，就比方说你那个你比方说你那个波袋和那个波放一起，然后那样的脱波的话，然后你在这个过程中那个波袋上面沾上一点食物，然后沾上一点米粒什么的，然后你可能你在这个过程中你发现这个波沾上米粒，然后你去把用手去把那个米粒抹掉，但是很少可能这是沾了一点，然后这是沾了这一点，慢慢会变得更干燥。干燥之后，到第二天你再把那个布往布袋里放的时候，它那干燥里会那个就已经干燥的米粒会摩擦，然后那个掉在锅里了，然后是这样的话，你变成储存食物。
So then now about cutting the bowl inside the monastery, okay? After you wash the bowl, You take, you don't take your ball and carry like that. Okay? Oh, carry it like that. I don't know. So then, in Dhanasala or any other place, but inappropriate way.
So the way is to
I will tell you. Explain first this. I will explain the rest. 这样不是这样不是这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样这样 So this is appropriate ways, the most appropriate way.
他说你喜欢，想不想拿出来，应该拿手，或者是这样，或者是这样，但是那个会这样，然后也会这样。
Okay, yeah. This is about the bowl.
Pandya, 这个拿钵的姿势是不合适，但是不犯。哪个姿势不合适？就是像down啊，或者是就是说他所说的两个不合适姿势是不犯而做的。
So he's asking if a monk after washing his bowl, hold his bowl like this, is there any offense to that monk?
It's not offense. I'm telling you these are appropriate ways, which does not look odd. You see, because now this is a vessel usually which a bit to according to this rule, you know, no? Or the rules put the guidelines, how to place the ball, how to hold it. Because there are such certain ways how to carry the ball and shoot. These are very decent ways of doing things. But if you take your ball and carry like that, that is what. Then carry it like that. So these are not proper ways for monks, because you can carry it any way you like. Well, so then, so these are not appropriate ways. It is you don't fully look at that. So, but I'm telling you, these are extra ways to know how it is suitable for monks to carry it. 他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他 hold, it's called, appears in the ball, then the dissemination breaks, no? So then, in that case, now one can repair that hole and determine the ball again. So therefore, the rest of explanation is like Nisargya Pachitya number one. Regarding the rope.
然后这下边其他的先其他解释呢就跟那个尼萨前八戒第一条就是那个多余意念就是那个相似。Alright,
now we can go to the second rule.
然后下面我们讲关于第二条解释。
Yeah, somebody has to read the story, no?
可以念22条。
Yesterday, I think he did not read anything, no?
What?
He did not read any rule.
Both of them, maybe.
Both of them. Oh, the first ones they read, the other ones don't read. You can tell him, any of them to read. So then, now we have here again the story of bhikkhus become very greedy for bowls, and they go and make vinyati, begging from lay people, so that the people get into trouble.
就像我这个看了一些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些这些
moderation. Upali is called mata. Mata, it is the moderation. The exit of moderation. This is where the problem came up, because the people did not know moderation.
然后这个地方就是这个关键就是在于这个比婚不质量，所以说给就这么带来麻烦。
And then after the Buddha let down the allowance that if a bhikkhu's bowl is broken, so he can ask for a bowl, but Japaki bhikkhus exploited this allowance. And just by a simple scratch of the bowl, they're going to ask more bowls.
他说这个，然后后面话说，和这和他因为一个因缘，就是说因为一个比如，就是有个因缘，这件事情一个补充，就是说如果比库尔，玻璃如果弄坏的话，他可以起锅。但是那个，刘学比库对这个补充，他进行滥用，然后他们多可能是一点小小磨损，然后就开始恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶恶
small thing like that, they will try to change the rules slightly and to break it. For example, with a back magazine, you can put the back. If you put the ball on the back, you can put on the bent. Like that. Just change slightly, something like that, and try to find excuse how to put the ball on the back, on the chair. And then tell the rule doesn't break. Just it's called, try to find the small excuses there just to break the rule.
然后现在也有一些比库，像这个新比库这样，就是就是就一点小小的戒本，然后就能就拿这个戒戒本破戒。然后六六六新比库这个样子，那个学戒本，它这个波儿像像魔手。然后现在有些比库，比方说那个本来不和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和和
limit the ball. Now, a monk, if his ball, it is beyond repair, beyond repair, then only he can go and ask from lay people to give a ball. And not before that. And he put a limit, what means beyond repair.
然后这个地方说的佛陀定义了就是不要换心不然后这个地方佛陀定义了就是怎样很难修补的时候
then here the limit is five mendings mending means repairs five repairs so if the ball of the bhikkhu is broken somewhere, a crack is there, or maybe a hole, he can repair that hole. Up to five repairs he can do. If there is another hole appears, he can repair that. Another hole appears, he can repair it. Up to five holes he can repair, repairs make it, and then, if it's called, then he can stop and then he has an excuse to go and ask for new ball, from Libido.
然后这个地方时间定义可能修补是指那个波已经修补了五次然后就比方说这个比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比就比
然后 Ganga Vaidarni gives one explanation how these repairs can be done in clay ball and how these repairs can be in iron ball. So somebody can read this because everything is translated there. We don't want to repeat it now. Then you can read the Kanka Vaidarani's explanation, his translation, the next month, I think. You can read.
Also read the how to mend, like a clay ball and an iron ball.
No, right. From the beginning, you can read the whole thing.
You
get it up to Bhikkhu Parisa, up to the point before relinquishing it, how to do that?
Bhikkhu Parisa,
Bhikkhu Parisa,
you know. You don't have to read the whole thing. 就是你念到那个所以说一在比库中舍就是一百三十四页那个地方一百三十四页第三在那儿是从几番开始你从一百三十二页那个在第二有一百五十五页然后一直念到一百三十四页那个第三个三十二就是所以说一在比库中舍明白了啊二十二呢在念嗯啊对从二十二开始念对在第二
有未满五个不辍，为未满五无不辍，即有未满五个不辍之意。由那未满五个不辍，如此之特效为具格。同样的，由于即使没有不辍，也算未满五个不辍。以一切没有不辍，此乃由在那律藏的文句解析。 未满五不辍的钵是指未不辍或一个不辍等不辍，而且在以未满五不辍所说的凡五个不辍的钵或五个不辍之处，即使那即使飞钵，因此可以祈求其他的钵。凡是钵口周围以下裂口露出两指宽之量的，即使一到裂痕，在那裂痕那最下端以钵刺刺穿，烧煮后用线绳麻夹及绳等，或牵线绑紧后，为了使食物不着在那不辍，应当用钵牵线或其他补布其他牢固粘着物等包裹。 而且应当将该钵受持后才可以使用，或者钻了微小的洞而绑钵也是可以。即使是用烧烤的砂糖粉拌加石灰来粘接也是可以。凡是破了两道裂缝，或者一到四指宽的裂缝，应当做两道补处；凡是破了三道裂缝。 或一道六指宽的裂缝，应当做三道补处；凡是破了四道裂缝，或者一到八指宽的裂缝，应当做四道补处；凡是破了五道裂缝，或者一到十指宽的裂缝，无论该钵修补或未修补，都是非钵，应当祈求其他的钵。到此，这是陶钵的选择。 对于铁钵，即使假如有五个或超过五个的破洞，假如那些洞可以用铁粉、补丁或圆筒片补戳镜膜，而且可以在隔天使用，就不应当祈求其他的钵。又或，即使是破了一个大洞，无法用圆筒片补戳镜膜、魔镜，而该钵会粘着食物。 这个钵既成为不允许的钵，或不如法的钵，应当祈求其他的钵。凡达到聚集以大的破洞而难以补出魔镜的铁钵，或未满五不处的陶钵，而祈求其他钵者，在祈求加行的时候犯恶作，则。 在获得的时候犯弥撒吉亚，应当舍，在舍时知是在僧中舍，所以说应在比库众中，比库众中舍，而该比库众的。
Alright, so then now here, it should be mentioned now this asking and begging, it is prohibited from lay people who have not done invitation to answer. Okay. But if one has, for example, a bowl near the monastery which is already some damage, maybe some damage, one can go to the storeroom, exchange it. It's no problem with that. Okay.
他说这个，这样一些情况就是不可以像那个，没有给你邀请那个居士，然后那个去洗钵。但比如说你的钵坏，但是你可以去现在自己的库房里面换。那这个不犯戒。
So then now, how now this monk who has fallen into this offense by getting a new bowl, by asking why his bowl is not, is not damaged enough. So then there is a procedure procedure how to forfeit it.
So they have to read it.
I can tell up to now. I can tell the procedure.
Okay. 然后那个让这个地方，如果比库犯这条戒的话，他应该先在这儿把这个部位舍掉，然后就让下面给大家先做详细解释。
Now this procedure is like not like other procedures. Now for if the once rope becomes Nisargya Pachitya, we know it is simple procedure. As for to go and confess, as for to get the bag, the ball, the chivara bag. The same way, if a ball, extra ball becomes Nisargya Pachitya, the same procedure like rope. If for money and so forth, we have seen it was a different procedure. But here, it is a different procedure, and we have to study this.
然后我们那个这犯这条戒舍钵的话，他那个这个程序和其他舍都不太一样。就是我们一般学舍的，比方说那个多余的衣，多余的钵，然后他们舍很简单，就是只是找一个清理钵的舍来就可以了。但有些戒那个程序不一样，比如说金钱戒，金钱我们说它那个舍金钱程序和前面不太一样。然后这条戒呢，它舍的钵程序也是不一样的。然后下面给大家解释。
So the monk who has got six kinds of bowl, he has to forfeit it only in the middle of the sangha. He can't go to one single monk and do that.
然后如果这个比库犯这样戒的话，他必须得先开始舍掉，他不能只找一天比库然后不舍掉。
All the monks, if they go inside the sangha, the sima, they have to take their bowls who have already determined. They're using them, they are called, and they should gather inside the sima.
然后这个比库要舍钵的时候呢，就是全体僧团他必须那个来那个戒场里边，然后带着自己随意的钵。
So this monk should not determine the inferior quality bowl with a hope that I will get a better bowl, what's called a superior quality bowl. If they do so, there is a dukkha offense.
You mean,
the monks who, the rest of the monks.
他说这比库聚集的时候，他不应该故意聚集一个那个品质比较差的钵，然后呢希望在这个舍钵的过程中，他能拿到一个好钵。如果这样做的话，就犯恶作。
So therefore now, the monk who is falling into this offense should worship the sangha and tell Ayame bande patu umna pancha padanena padena cheta pito nisagyo imaham sangasi disajat. He has to tell this sentence, this formula.
然后呢，这个犯了什么？这个比库呢？他应该理应赠他。然后在这个理应赠他之后呢，他又向那个律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律律 然后那个圣诞应该派一个比库
So, and then one monk has to be authorized to receive the bowl.
然后他应该选一个比库去接受这个bowl。Therefore, all monks can't touch that bowl, okay?
Only one monk has to be authorized in order to touch that bowl, which becomes Nisargadatta.
所以说这个舍恶不不是所有的比库都能去都能去碰的，只有选定去接受过这个比库才能去碰。
And they have to make a vinaya karma, so then they have to put nyati, emotion, and also anu anusavana. So in order to authorize a monk who can take that bowl.
然后选这个分拨人，也就是受拨人的时候，他那个就是应该做个白人干部，然后这个干部之前，我立在那边写，大家可以看。
So and then after that monk has been authorized, he can go and take the bowl, and he should tell to the most senior monk, Bande, you take this bowl for your usage, for your own usage.
然后那个。这个被选的接受波尔比库呢，他可以拿这个波，然后对圣坛里边那个接下来最高那个比库，是那个尊者，请你取这个波给自己用。
If the most senior monk takes that ball, he should give to his ball to the second to the second monk to the second senior monk.
如果接纳最高的礼物，他拿着这个舍得波的话，他自己原先决定的波应该给接纳第二高的。
So then, the first senior monk should not refuse taking the ball because of sympathy for the monk who has fallen offense. If he does it because of sympathy, it is dukkata for him.
然后这个，戒腊最高的比库呢，他不能因为那个，怜悯这个犯了舍恶的比库，而不去拿这舍恶。如果他因为这个不拿这舍恶，然后他犯了恶作。
And these monks should not take, all these monks should not take a bowl from another monk who has as well. They know he does not have a bowl.
Oh.然后在那个传递波的过程中呢，就是他不应该那个，其他比库不应该从那个没有波的比库里边拿他的波，就是说那个没有波的比库，他如果分到这个波的话，那下比库不应该去选那个。
So in this way now, ball of that Nisangya ball can go from hand to hand.And monks can see if that is more valuable ball, they can keep it. They can keep their own ball to the next monk. And therefore, all the monks, whatever ball they don't need, as called old ball and so forth, which is older, will be broken and so forth, they can give it to the most low quality of ball, they can give it back to that monk who has fallen to offense.
所以整个传播过程中，就是说对每个比库来说，他都可以有一次就是换到比自己那个现有的波质量更好的波的机会。所以说这样，所以说经过这样传递之后呢，那个最后那个传到那个犯戒比库里边是所有波质量最差的一个波。
So and they should tell him this is your ball, monk. You should keep it till it breaks.
然后这个知识量非常远，不然应该给那个比丘，然后他说这个比丘这个就是你的波，您要使用这个波，一招把这波用坏为止。
So therefore, if that monk receives a ball, he has to protect it. He should not intentionally keep it in the places where it can be damaged. And with intention, may this ball, as called, can be lost, can be damaged, can be broken. If he does so, like that, it is a dukkha offense.
然后这个波，他最后这个犯了戒比丘，他最后拿到这个波，就在拿到这个质量最差的波，他应该那个恭敬的使用，他不应该就是故意，因为他讨厌这个波，故意把这个波犯在容易损坏的地方。然后如果他是一种讨厌的东西，然后把这个波犯在这容易损坏的地方，然后他损坏的话，他犯恶作。
Okay, somebody can read this procedure from the Vinaya Pitaka itself. So for them to understand, no, for everybody to understand, because it's more clear if they read it in Chinese also.
Then
the first monk.
此乃于此时之法，如法行。此乃于此时之如法行者，于此场合为随意，为随顺法之意。
对，所以呢，there are no offenses, okay? If the monk lost his ball, if his ball was broken means there is no way to glue it together. If he can ask from relatives or from people who invited them, invited him, if he asked for somebody else, from another people, if he gets it from his own exchanges through his own property, he may have many robes, he exchanges for the ball. So, well, there are no offenses like that.
然后他那个，啊，就是像下面那个一会儿都会给大家讲，就是说他那个无罪情况，无罪情况下，如果他原先那个波弄丢了，或者他原先那个波已经破坏了，没法再修。这两种情况是无罪的，还有一种情况就是他向自己的亲戚进行修复，这也是无罪的。还有一种情况就是他向就是已经给他邀请那个在家就是祈求，这也是无罪的。然后或者是为了他人而向他人亲戚进行请求，那个修复也是无罪的。或者为了他人而向先给邀请就是祈求，这也是无罪的。然后或者他以自己的其他自己去换这个锅，然后这也是无罪的，然后最后是疯狂的也是无罪的。
The point, if people they invite you, tell you, "Bandit, tell me what you need." You can tell, "I need a ball."
所以说那个，如果有人给你这种邀请，他说先告诉我你需要什么，然后这个事你可以跟他说我是不是需要一个锅。
Now there are four factors here. You can see in Kagyavitarani, four factors how this rule can break. The ball should be should be allowable for Adhidhana, and it has less than 5 repairs. That is first factor.
啊，这四个重要的第一个要素就是说，首先这个波本身它是可以修复，就材料储存是如法的。然后那个而且这个波它必须少于五个普通的波。
And the second factor is called it is intended for oneself, up to desikati.
然后那个第二个要素这个不行，是为了自己，为了自己使用。
And the bhikkhu makes a vinyati, makes a hint, or a begging, asking for it.
Is this the bhikkhu's vinyati or Dayaka's vinyati?
Dayaka's vinyati?
Yes, because the Chinese...
Vinyati, bhikkhu, the vinyati is pavara.
So
it means akata pavaram, means without initiation.
Yes, yes, yes.
From where he gets the information? Samanta pasal.
No. Kankar vetrani, tika of kankar vetrani, it seems.
Tika of the program. It's akata bavarita, bavarito. Vinyati is, okay, what you is meaning, no? Okay. Means he has not been invited. Or it can be also kata vinyati, he asked for it. It can be the other way, it's called, the bhikkhu asked for it. That is also okay. Never mind. You can translate again.
然后第三个要求被做完事就是说那个。即使他没有做邀请，就是说那个比如说自己的就是那个说，就是那命令就是给他播，或者祈求就是给他播。
And receiving that board, that receiving that new board, these are the four factors.
然后这个要求就是会有那个祈求，然后能够得到那个board。
Okay, now this rule will cover it many points. So we stop here. If there are questions, you can ask.
这样，我们就讲完了。然后我们今天讲的这个地方，大家如果有什么问题可以问。
在东方有讲托管，托就是对于波的那受持失去决议的那托管是什么意思？会就是多为他人托管。然后就是托管的意思，但是如果是邮寄，把自己的钵邮寄回到其他地方去的话，那算是托管的一种形式。
邮寄到其他地方去。
因为那个时候确实是他人托管这个，一个地名，他把这个钵给拿过去。
就意思，比方说你去另外一个寺庙，然后你不想带着钵匙，然后你先把钵过来给寄过去。
He's
asking that out of the nine cases, where the determination of the bull become invalid. There is one case called if the bull is taken on trust. So he's asking, what does it mean? When the bull is taken on trust, what is the meaning?
Somebody took singing, oh, my friend does not need it, I will take it.
Uh-huh.
And he took it. Now the bhikkhu comes and he does not find that bowl.
Uh-huh.
Because his friend took it and went to another place, maybe another country. And his friend thought, oh, maybe my friend maybe he will find another bowl, I will take this one. And he takes it.
Uh-huh.
Takes on trust means some monks are like that.
他说：“比方说，你的朋友以前我想过你的包里去怎么，就这样翻译可能有问题。他就比方说，他让举个例子，比方说你要是不在你屋里边，然后那个另外一个比方说是你朋友，然后走到你屋里边去，哎，这个包你肯定他肯定不要，然后就把包拿走。然后后来去，他后来也去别的地方，然后你找不到他，啊，这种情况下那不是有意义。
Maybe there are two people, friend people. The people A, he tells the people B.” These days, one daika promised to give me a good bowl. Maybe I will remove the old bowl like that. And then that bhikkhu B hears it. And one day, while he was going the bhikkhus into his friend Kuti, he sees that his friend got a bowl. He sees a new bowl on the table. He thinks, oh, my friend got a bowl. And he thought, oh, okay, I can take his old bowl now. He might not need it. And he takes the old bowl and goes. So then, never to return back. But then, the other bhikkhu, it is not that the daika who offered that bowl, he took it temporarily from another one. And he thought, well, who took my old bowl? And he lost it. Now, he has to return the temporary bowl back. Now, he has no bowl. He took it maybe for 1-2 days to use it and give it back. Now, he lost that bowl. That bowl now lost its termination. That's good. He has not to think, if it exceeds 10 days, my bowl is going to be falling in the Sangha Bhajita. Because his friend B took it. Okay. Termination breaks.
他们因为举个例子，比方说两个比库，然后比库一那个对比库比说，他说那个这一步就是要供养我考过，然后比库比听见这话，啊过了几天之后呢，他说那个然后让比库比走到比库一的屋里边，然后看他桌上面两个锅，一个旧锅一个新锅， 然后这个比库不用想啊，他像上跟我说这个人他有一个就是惯养惯养他一个好活，那这个信波应该就是那个就是惯养好活，那他现在旧波也不用了，那我旧波拿走了。然后他那个比库币那他因为他是比库币的话，他也就不让走，那走就不让走，他就离开这地方，再也没有回来。然后比库币回来一看，他那个原来不是已经被拿走，但是他专门放这个信封，其实也不是那个就是过两天的货，就是还没过两天的货，但他拿个信封可能从食堂里面拿，暂时用的货。然后这个比库币他现在没有活，他没有活，他需要去拿一个信封，然后出这个波进去，然后他不需要就是那个他不需要再担心自己犯了那个一三七八七加第二十一法，因为他原先那个波就是已经被他那个朋友以信封抢到了，他原先那个波就已经失去了，所以他这种情况下如果缺一个信封的话是不犯那个一三七八七加第二十一法。
还有另外一个就是昨天讲到的那个两股发单，那个等于是满手，这个出处是从哪里来的？
So he's asking that yesterday you said that one pata equals to four handfuls. One pata equals to four handfuls.
Pata
equals to four handfuls. He wants to know the source.
The source of...So I can give the whole file. You can, because I have this in, let me see, it comes from the, yeah, different sources, not one book. There are many books, Pali books who mention this. Sarata dipanitika, vimati vinote atika, majima panasatika, majima panasatika. Majima nikaya panasatika. Then we have also abhidhana patipika, tika, and also we have Sanskrit dictionary.
Sanskrit dictionary?
Yes, Sanskrit. In Sanskrit dictionary they give the same. They get prashta, patipika prashta. We have how many books? Sarata Dipanitika, Vimati Vinodanitika, Majima Panasatika, Abhidhana Padipika Dika, and also Sanskrit dictionaries.
Tara, even the words, you were so around the Shasha, Tara, and your son, the Shasha, and the deeper, you don't, 然后第三本是根本五十年佛著，就中国根本五十年佛著。然后第四本是那个书名我不知道怎么翻译。然后第五本是一个梵语词典，他说那个就是在梵语词典，在梵语里边，你如果去查的话，他也会给你这个解释。
And again, the Sarata Dipanitika and Vimati Vinodika tell that two patas make one magadana. I mean, one pata means four handfuls. Two patas.That means eight handfuls make all Magadana. This is explicitly mentioned in the Sarata Dipani and Vimati Vinodana.
Tara, you see,
And then Vinaya Vinicaya Tika, it says that Attapasatani Kanha, as called, meaning Attapasata Magadhanari. Pasata means handful, one handful is one pasata. Attapasata means eight handful is one Magadhanari. I don't know, if he likes to have this file, I can give this file.
He said, if you want to ask him, this is the
one.
You are
also Pali,
right? Yes, maybe there is English.
translate English.
English, Pali, every translated. Mm.
Do you use any Pali?
What?
You are real. Do you want?
Okay. Now, one more thing I want to tell you. Now, regarding the rope, ropes, we have seen that if a monk keeps it at the ball of the ropes and the ball, if he keeps it more than 10 days, it becomes extra rope, it becomes extra ball. Two rules, no?
Yes.
Isakya Pachika number 1,
yes. Number 21.
Isakya Pachika number
21.
21, okay? So, in that rule, they tell that when Ananda, he kept extra rope or extra ball to give to Sariputta. That's why the Buddha allowed 10 days to keep it for somebody else. Okay? If you want to keep it even for somebody else, you can 10 days. You can't exceed that. So, but I explained what the problem today is. I explained what the problem is. There is a problem with that. And first mention this, and I will tell what the problem is.
我正好在那个跟大家说呢，就是说他那个，现在有些比库不，那个一放在玻璃里边，然后那个三一放在玻璃里边，然后他那个什么，我们以为学了一下七八八七八，有点点条件，就是说那个，第一条件就是那个，存放多余一不能超过十天，然后和那个第二十一条件一下七八八七八，就是存放多余的波不能超过十天。 然后这两条戒呢，就是说那个佛陀他当时呢，他当时呢给加个随侍舍，就是说不能超过十天，都是因为阿难尊者，下面多余的一给舍利弗尊者，下面多余的波给舍利弗尊者，然后舍利弗尊当时不在，然后所以说佛陀给的那个十天的这个开始，然后现在但是这这里边有个问题，然后这张罗给大家讲。So
the problem is that many monks they don't start with this rule properly. And they think, no, if I keep it for my friend, if I keep it for other monks, it's no offense. And then therefore they keep it in the room. They think, okay, if there is some ceremony, if I go to that city, for example, there is a ceremony, I will offer these robes to other monks for me to get married. And they keep robes inside the room. Or they keep it in the cupboard, like that. They lock it. Whatever good robes they collect, they will keep it there, and they will think, if I go to that monastery, I will offer this one to that chief monk, to my teacher, and so forth, like that. They keep robes now. And they think these robes won't become Nisarga Bhajita. This is wrong. These robes also become Nisarga Bhajita. Okay?
他说现在这个问题是这样，现在有些比库什么以为，他说比方说我都要一个多余的衣，但是但我都要多余的衣是我的那个，多多多东西并不是给自己用的，就是我而且我这多余我从从来实际上我自己也没有用过，我就是把那多余放在那，比方说我原来要去其他一个寺庙的时候去见个寺庙的戒师，或者去我见我当年老师的时候，我要把这个衣给我供养给我戒师这个老师，然后他以这样的东西，他就把这个。 这样都多余放在放在过地一个小时，或者放在过地一个柜子里边，然后就一放在那也没有用。然后他们这样想，说我因为我是个东西，那个放那个存放这个衣，所以说这个衣不会变成蛇肉，他说不是这样，他说这个衣过十天以后也会变成蛇肉。不过
don't think that oh I this very good robe or very good, nice bowl. Very nice bowl. I will keep it. I will give it to my teacher. I will offer to my friend if he comes and so on. So and keep it till that friend comes. Finish. Become Nisarga Bhajita.
所以说千万不要以为就是自己拿一个好波或者拿一个很好的衣，然后你想啊，这个波或者这个衣很好，我要把这个衣波过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过过
for the birthday, maybe 2 months before the birthday, they collect robes, good robes, bowls and so on. Maybe 1 year before. They collect the good bowls, ropes and the phone, then they think, for my birthday I will offer this to the Sangha, to the bhikkhus and so on. And they keep it.
Their own birthday? Huh? Their own birthday. Or other ones' birthday?
For the older. Maybe for the French birthday also. And they keep it in the store, so they have a special cupboard. They lock this insert. Whenever they find something good, bowl and what, they will keep it. Ropes and they collect this. And after they offer. Now, you must be careful, because if they, you get receive this rope, many of this rope may be Nisangi Bachi
Dorodi. Okay.
Therefore now, if a monk offers you a rope, you better ask that monk, how long time did you keep this rope with you? If he tells you less than 10 days, okay, you take it, otherwise you don't take.
问题吗？刚才没问题。是先问的。那个刚刚张老师说的，我是刚才就是说，收一好的文档，留着以后供养那个祭师，这个我是不是收到供养马上那个祭师，然后供养那儿供养，然后等供养之前再提出供养。
So these are saying that one solution to this, so if he wants to offer a good bowl to his teacher, for example, then as soon as he got this good bowl, he should make a covenant to this good bowl.
So when
his teacher comes, he can withdraw this covenant and then offer his teacher, then no problem. Yeah.
正好看到他的问题，如果进士就正好问了，进士的这个底卦，还俗了或者离开这寺院不回来了，你这个进士屋怎么处置啊？就是没用啊，怎么样？所以他是说，for example, after he has done this bhikkhu, the bhikkhu, with whom he has done this bhikkhu, this work, bhikkhu this work.
So what the company automatically breaks?
But recovery runs with two bhikkhus. Either of the bhikkhus dies or disrobes and so what finishes in couple of days.
He says, 我如果找不到他人怎么办？你没办法，这两天找不到他人，他出去或者神游怎么样了，到别的寺院去住一段时间，再回来，还是要回来的。但我找不到他，我可不可以另找一个，比如说啊，这个我不进食，我要用了，可不可以这样？不可以，我可以帮你问一下。
So he's asking that suppose his own room got spoiled, dirty. So then he wants to use the recovery room. But he cannot find the other monk. He wants to use the recovery room because the other monk went outside. So he is asking on such occasion, is it allowable for him to find another monk and to withdraw the recovery?
We'll discuss this about recovery. There are many tricks, many ways how to do it.
OK.
So then, because it's different rule. But for the time being, I'm telling you, if there is no, if the monk who make the first monk who make Nikapana, okay, he can't find that monk at all, and he takes a throw in order to use it, this is how Vikapana breaks. Vikapana also breaks by that. We will discuss this matter, no?
Okay.
So then how it is done and so forth. If one thinks, no, I don't care about that monk at all, so then, and he takes by himself, in order to use, that Vikapana breaks by itself. So even if he doesn't take the permission of the other one. Because he has the intention to use it.
But then he will fall into offense or something?
I will discuss this matter. We'll discuss this. I don't want to keep more details because there are many, many cases.
你昨天那个四十口饭那个事儿，今天我说，我想问一下，他那个如果按照他那个计算的话，应该是49颗为一口饭。
什么叫49颗？
就是说用那个6.5号的那个，它是61口饭的。
啊，61口饭。
61口饭是三公斤嘛？
啊。
然后算就是49克为一口饭。
啊。
他那个就是说，那一口饭定义是什么一个高大的身材定义的？我今天量了一下，我的手几乎属于就是这样的情况才能能满足他那种一口饭。如果我要是这样的话，就是说我的手感觉就是我的一口饭比他小了很多。我不知道他那个是什么人本身身材的定义的一口饭49。
So he said that yesterday,